Welcome to the Embodied Resilience Podcast, where we explore the intersection of trauma-informed yoga, emotional and mental health, nervous system regulation, and the ancient wisdom of Chinese meridians. I'm Liz, a trauma-specialized yoga educator and space holder. In each episode, we will dive into practices, stories, and conversations that help you to return to your body, navigate life with more awareness, and support others with integrity and depth. Whether you're a yoga teacher, a student, or seeker, this space is for you. Hello, and welcome to this new episode, where I'm going to share with you on a personal life update and talk about the final life courses before I take a maternity break. There's a reason I have been a little quieter over the past couple of months. You might have noticed less content, less activity online. I was a little less visible in general. And today, I would like to share with you why. I am 3 months pregnant. Gosh, even saying that out loud still feels a little surreal. It's quite a new chapter and a big shift in my life that I'm slowly beginning to understand and integrate, both physically and emotionally. The past 2 months have been very different from what I expected. Like many women experience in the first trimester, I have been dealing with intense nausea and fatigue. Much stronger, actually, than I anticipated, if I'm being honest. It has been a very humbling experience. The kind that reminds you very quickly that the body has its own wisdom and its own priorities, and that no amount of discipline or planning can override that. For someone like me who is used to holding space for others, teaching, moving, and creating regularly, it has been an interesting shift to suddenly have to slow down in such a profound way. Some days the nausea has been constant. Then morning sickness is literally 24/7, and yes, even at night it goes on. For weeks I was literally unable to get up from my bed and take care of my very basic needs, let alone to work. And even though I'm now reaching the end of the first trimester, I'm still waiting for that moment many people talk about when the second trimester begins and things hopefully start to feel a little easier. Well, it's not happening for me yet. I'm learning to be really patient with my body, which is not always easy. And at the same time, I'm already noticing how much pregnancy changes my internal landscape, not just physically, but emotionally and mentally as well. There's a subtle reorientation happening, a kind of shift in priorities, a deepening awareness of the body's intelligence and needs. In many ways, it has been a very yin experience. Lots of surrender, a lot of listening and stillness, a lot of letting go of control, and a lot of doing nothing, which is quite foreign to me. And as with many transitions in life, it has also made me reflect on the rhythm of my work and how I want to hold space in the coming year. Because of this new chapter, I will be taking a maternity pause from my live trainings after the summer. This means that the April and June teacher trainings here in Thailand will be the final opportunities to join me for a live training before I take the break. Live courses will most likely return next February in 2027, depending on how my recovery goes and how the transition into motherhood unfolds for me. I will share, of course, updates once I have a clearer sense of what feels sustainable. For now, I'm allowing a lot of space for the unknown. What I do know is that the April and June trainings will be very special gatherings. There's something meaningful about closing a chapter consciously, and I'm really looking forward to holding these final in-person containers before stepping into this new phase of my life. If you have been considering joining one of my live teacher trainings, this is the moment to listen to that inner call. Both trainings will take place here in Thailand, in our usual location in Wonderland Healing Center, in beautiful natural setting where we've been gathering for years now. For many students, the environment itself becomes part of the learning process, where a deeper understanding of the self can emerge naturally. These trainings are always about much more than learning yin yoga poses or sequencing classes. They are about understanding the relationship between the body, the meridian system, emotions, and the nervous system. They are about learning how to hold space without burning out or absorbing the suffering of other people. How to stay present when real experiences arise in practice and in teaching. And perhaps most importantly, they are about developing a more honest relationship with your own inner landscape. For those of you who feel the call to travel, to step away from your usual environment and to immerse yourself in this work, April and June will be the final opportunities to do that with me till next year. At the same time, I know that traveling to Thailand isn't available for everyone, and that's exactly why my self-paced online trauma-informed yin yoga teacher training will continue to be available even when I take the pause from the live courses. The online training includes the same foundational teachings and approach that I share in person, along with guided practices and ongoing live mentoring sessions where we can meet, explore, connect, ask questions, and deepen the work together. In many ways, it's a very gentle and supportive way to learn, because you can move through the material at your own pace. You can integrate slowly. You can revisit the techniques whenever your nervous system is ready. And to be very honest with you, choosing the online training during this period will also be a very meaningful way to support me as I move through childbirth, recovery, and the transition into becoming a mother. This work has always been something I have built with the support of this community, and I am deeply grateful for that. However, if you're not quite ready to commit to a training yet, that's also completely fine. There are many ways to begin exploring this work with me. You can start with my free offerings, which are simple entry points that allow you to experience my perspective that I bring to yin yoga and nervous system awareness. For now, I will take things one week at a time, listening carefully to what my body needs and preparing for the arrival of this little human who is already teaching me so much about slowing down. So thank you so much for being here, for walking alongside me and for supporting me in this next chapter as it unfolds. And if you feel called to join one of the final live trainings this spring and summer, or to begin the journey through the online course, I would of course love to welcome you. I will share the links to all my offerings in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you in the next one. If today's episode resonated with you, and you feel called to explore this work more deeply, here are a few gentle steps that you can take. You can download my free ebook, Meridians, Emotions, and Yin Yoga, which is a nice entry point into this topic. You can try the free emotional and nervous system yin reset designed for you to experience how my integrated signature approach, the Meridian Emotion Nervous System Yoga Method, works in practice. You can also watch my free trauma awareness webinar called Trauma Informed Yoga Foundations. You are invited to join my next live 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training in Thailand, or my 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course, also held in Thailand. upcoming dates and details and links will be shared in the description. If traveling is not an option for you right now, or you are planning to complete my teacher trainings while I'm on my maternity break, you can also join my online self-paced 100-hour trauma-informed yin yoga and Chinese meridians teacher training, or join the waitlist of the online self-paced 30-hour The Art of Trauma-Informed Space Holding course. The details and links of all these offerings are going to be shared in the description of this podcast. Thank you so much for being part of this community.